RH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Wiki Freaks. I'm Maxim Chukro. I'm not joined by a co-host tonight, and I believe we're live. So this is a bit of an odd episode. It has almost nothing to do with Wikipedia or freaking out about anything. But I figured I'd, you know, use the opportunity of not having a co-host and play an album that I really like and I think not enough people know about. It is In the Court of the Crimson King by King Crimson. And I just thought I'd talk a little bit about the album, play it all the way through. It's a concept album, so we won't be stopping between songs. And just take some time to appreciate this work. So just to start out, King Crimson's a bit of a weird band. They're one of those progressive rock bands that changes members as quickly as... I don't know, somebody who changes quickly. That's not a very good joke, but you get the idea. It's odd at times, but it's usually very good. It has a high emphasis on instruments, not so much in vocals, although the vocals are really good. I'm not sure which of the members, at least at the time, is on this album, because I'm not sure what take it was, but the lyrics are incredible. The vocals are incredible. Does a great job of shifting from nice low tones to very nice soft tenor tones. 21st Century Sectoid Man is probably the most in-your-face song of the album, but the rest are, I think, are relatively nice melodic pieces. The only song I even have anything bad about to say is Moonchild, and that's just because in the center they did one of those things that progressive rock likes to do and has a long period of time where there's almost no music playing, which I personally find to be detracting from the album as a whole. However, I think that this is a really incredible album, and has its roots in some anti-war, specifically anti-Vietnam War, but I feel like most anti-war albums focus on that era anyway. So yeah, I figured I'd let the music play and be quiet for a bit and then talk about the album when we're done.
Thank you.
Hi, bet you didn't bet you didn't expect to hear my voice. Well, we're still playing the album, but figured this long period in the middle of this song where nothing really happens, I can use to do one of the PSAs that the government requires me to do. So I have right in front of me a hepatitis B one, and I'll be reading it out now. Did you know that 1 in 12 Asian Americans have hepatitis B, but most don't know they are infected? If you or your parents were born in Asia or the Pacific Islands, CDC recommends you get tested for hepatitis B. Talk to your doctor about getting tested. Visit www. They didn't insert the rest, but that's okay. Just go to the CDC's website. I'm sure they'll have something on there for more information. So I guess while I'm kind of trying to find a spot to have the song pick back up again, figured I'd talk a little bit about like what we listened to so far. So personally, I really like I Talk to the Wind or and Epitaph. I believe 21st Century Schizo Man was the one that was put on the radio. At least that was the song that was played everywhere, or at least they shortened enough to be played on the radio. I really am a fan of some of the lyrics and wordplay found within Epitaph. Describes like a dialogue between two different characters, one of them religious and one of them unreligious, being straight man and light man, and I think that's kind of cool. But beyond that, let's move on to the next song after Moonchild, and the final song in this album, actually, In the Court of the Crimson King.
the tournament's begun. The purple python plays his tune, the choir softly sing. Lullabies in ancient tongue for the court of the crimson. Of the crimson. court of the crimson.
Okay, so admittedly a very weird album. It's one that I particularly like, just for how peculiar it lets itself be. I can really appreciate that. It does not sacrifice peculiarness for quality is the other thing. a lot of bands in kind of the psychedelic era tended to just do whatever, throw it at a wall, see what works. They do that a little bit in here with Moonchild, but for the majority of the piece, I think that it's really good, and it manages to show off both its lyrical qualities and its instrumental qualities. Another thing is, I think that it's interesting to me that 21st Century Schizoid Man was the one that was put on the radio. And the interesting thing is that song is actually sampled in, I believe, a Kanye West song. But I don't know that song, and I only know this one. So I'm sure somebody else can fill in the blanks of my knowledge. On top of that, gonna be a relatively early night, at least for this show because, well, I'm not too much of a talker, especially on my own. But I thought that this album was fun enough to share and interesting enough to share, just to allow other people to get a listen. So again, I would like you to thank you for tuning in tonight to my show, Wiki Freaks. Well, very little to do with Wikipedia today. But once again, you've been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Maxim Chukro, and I'd wish you a good night.